1320 AM.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 ELK scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 22. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 43 tomorrow. Overcast tomorrow night, 30.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 33.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
The Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin on this Tuesday, October 24th. Greg Bach is on the board. I'm joined in studio by Dominic Salvia. How are you, my friend?
I'm great, Jane. Always a pleasure to join you on the radio.
Great to have you in. You're going to be doing double duty with Devil's Advocates later on this afternoon from 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Radio Network. Lots of things coming up this morning. We're going to be recombobulating with Dan Schaefer at 10:30. Dan is a huge Bucks fan. I'm sure he's going to want to talk about this little extension thing that dropped about Giannis Antetokounmpo, which is really good news.
That's great news. Yeah, I mean, preseason just got done. The real season starts, what, tomorrow? Thursday. So great timing.
Yeah, definitely. But first, I just want to start off with, there was a shooting last night at Kennedy Middle School in Germantown. The gunman was shot and killed. They got reports about 6:30 yesterday of a person acting erratically in the parking lot of the school. The person then got onto the roof and two officers pursued on foot. The suspect then shot at the officers on the roof. They returned fire and the suspect sustained injuries. He died at the scene. So we don't know many more details about this gunman at this time. There were, even though this was last evening, there were about 50 to 70 students inside the school, but they were all reunited with their parents at a different elementary school in Germantown. No other injuries. No one else was hurt. Kennedy Middle School, along with the rest of the Germantown School District, they will have the day off today. So just wanted to give an update about that. Again, we don't know very much about this gunman. And that's the term I use. I don't like calling them shooters. I think it's inaccurate. And I think it makes it sound like a video game. He used a gun. He's a gunman.
Terrible.
So, yes. And then again, fortunately, no one else was hurt. And I'm sure we will learn more about this probably by tomorrow when more details come out. We wanted to start, though. There's a bill being considered, Dominic, called the Sore Loser Bill. And what that means is that candidates who lose a partisan primary in Wisconsin would not be allowed to mount a write-in campaign during the general election. So write-in campaigns don't happen a lot in Wisconsin, but still some candidates do attempt that. In fact, Dominic. Strangely enough, in the 2022 general, there were two write-in campaigns targeting Republican lawmakers.
For not being MAGA enough.
Apparently so. So the biggest case that comes to mind is when political newcomer Adam Steen, endorsed by the former president, came within just 300 votes.
So close.
Of defeating the popcorn king himself, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Steen and his supporters, this is from WPR, hoping to remove him because he did not support decertifying the 2020 election, which, by the way, election experts say you can't do that.
So we want it done anyway.
Yeah.
We're MAGA.
Just do it. Just do what I want. Do what I say. So after he lost in the primary, Steen launched a write-in campaign as a Republican. He did grab about 2,100 votes from Voss in the fall general. Democrat Joel Jacobson also ran a write-in and got about 3,500 votes. Robin Voss obviously still won with 16,977 votes, almost 73% of the total.
All right, so Adam Steen ran against Voss in the primary, came within 300 votes.
Yes.
Then ran again in the general as an independent and got stopped.
And got stopped.
So Voss, apparently concerned about this for the future, decides that this is something they want to pursue. I mean, obviously, the electorate rejected Adam Steen.
Not by much.
Well, not in the primary.
Not in the primary.
Not in the right. But certainly in the general.
Well, and it obviously made them, some people, nervous that you can continue on with as a write-in candidate. The bill does have one Democratic co-sponsor, Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez of Milwaukee. She did not comment in this article in WPR. But it just to me is so indicative of Wisconsin Republicans. If things don't go our way, we're just going to change the rules.
Do you think they get the, and I'll call it irony, maybe hypocrisy, given the fact that many of the MAGAs are sore losers, and they're the ones saying falsely that this election was stolen and yada, yada, yada. Hell, 7 of the 9 Republicans running for the U.S. House of Representatives, Speaker of the House, voted to not certify the 2020 election. Right. I mean, talk about sore losers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they know all about it. I'm not surprised the Republicans brought forth this bill.
It doesn't surprise me either. It really doesn't.
If there's an expert on sore losers, it's the MAGAs.
They know personally. And I don't think they have a definition of hypocrisy. I don't think they get it.
They don't understand hypocrisy, irony, satire. And I'm not being funny either. They do not understand it.
I think you need to have shame in order to get any of those things, or at least some of them. You know, and there's very little shame in that party.
Oh, absolutely. They embrace it.
They embrace the lack of shame.
Pack
it into a little ball, yeah, and you shove it down your throat. You keep it way, way down there, and you coat it over with lots of booze and liquor, and it's all good. No shame.
No shame.
No shame.
A life without shame. What a great way to go through life.
Isn't it, though?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. This just makes me laugh. It does. And, it would have to go to Governor Evers, right, to get signed into law.
Yeah.
Where do you think he would come down on this?
I don't know if he'll veto it. It's not at this point, not a sexy enough bill, but I could see him just rolling those Oplander eyes hard and going, I guess.
I'll give him one.
Yeah.
Let him have it.
But the other side is, I mean, are the Democrats, you know, wanting this? Is this something that, I mean, no, this law is in effect in other states. It's not, you know, it's not uncommon that this would happen.
Right.
I guess I get it. But if we look at the examples that WPR points out, Steen and this other guy, after they lost their primary, as close as they were, they got stomped in the general anyway. So,
right.
I mean, this is something out there to fix a problem that's not really a problem. And are the Dems even down? And who really cares? I mean, if you run, and again, if the other side too, versus a partisan primary versus an open primary, you know, these kinds of things would also perhaps have an effect on that. If that's the case, then what about open primary? I mean,
right.
There's lots of things to talk about in this, not just, well, man, you know, I didn't like Adam Steen coming after me, so this is what we're going to do now. You still won the election.
Dom, why would you expect them to think about this?
And I think you make an excellent point in saying creating a law for a problem that does not exist.
Yeah.
They spend a lot of time on that.
Which we did for voter ID, which they're doing now for the trans athletes. I mean, like, this is This is textbook GOP, like, make scare people and then say, we're going to take care of this, when really there was never a scare in the first place.
Yeah, when it actually wasn't that big of a problem. We are talking about a proposed bill in Wisconsin that is called the Sore Loser Bill. So candidates who lose partisan primaries in Wisconsin would not be allowed to mount a write-in campaign during the general election. I would call this Don't Challenge the Popcorn King law.
UW-Madison political science professor Barry Burden said this: I do wonder if this is coming from Republicans in part because of a concern that there might be candidates who splinter off from the Republican Party if Trump is the nominee next year. He noted, unlike Wisconsin, most states banned losing primary candidates from running in general elections. So if that's the case, all right, so it's not uncommon, as mentioned, but certainly the situation we find ourselves in 2024 with Donald Trump, you know, 4 times indicted, 91 charges, leading the Republicans, there might be some of those Republicans that decide if Trump's the guy that they're going to, but they still want to serve the community, they still want to do the thing, but they don't want to do it under the mega party. I mean, that could be also, I think it's a great point by Professor Burden.
Definitely. We have a text from the 541. If you watch the TV show Madam Secretary, season 2 included the sitting president losing the GOP primary and then running as an independent in the general. The candidate had to overcome sore loser laws in order to run as an independent. Also, is it surprising at all that the GOP is proposing the sore loser law that could be used to prevent Trump from running as a write-in?
I mean, that's... Oh, man. Was that smart of them? Oh.
844-967-2789 from the 414. Sore loser bill legislation to keep those who are sore because they almost lost to a primary challenger from being challenged again in the real election. Just more Republican expansion of the vote, obviously. Yes, I'm being sarcastic. That's Jack from Merrimack.
Yeah, that's what the Republicans are
Jack,
known
how you doing,
for.
Buddy?
We love Jack.
Republicans known for expanding the vote.
Oh, yes. They want to make it easier for everyone
for
to cast their ballot.
Hey, you two.
The dorms.
Hey, you two, listen to me right now. Yeah. Brian Schimming is working really hard with Wisconsin GOP to make sure everyone can mail in vote, because that's close to the heart of the Republican Party now.
Which is so priceless. And I keep seeing Youngkin from, is it Virginia or West Virginia? Glenn Youngkin, who is the governor, pushing early voting. Got to bank those votes, people. Got to bank those votes.
I think the damage done by Trump when he encouraged folks not to do that.
Yes.
Claimed that it was fraud. And yet, that's going to cause them damage for some time.
Absolutely. And they pounded that so hard. Drop boxes are evil and easily corrupted.
Let alone, you know, the fact we've used drop boxes in the state for years and wasn't a problem then, and up until a sore loser like Donald Trump realized the headwinds he was facing, given the economic disaster we were in, yep, the way he handled the pandemic, and Trump just generally being Trump. There were some bad times there. So what did they do? Well, he was laying down that seed corn for a long time. And I remember one time specifically talking about, hey, let's get every registered voter, let's mail them the ballot, and you know they can do it if they want.
Right. Plus,
remember, this is a pandemic. People were very concerned. Milwaukee only had 2 polling places open, for crying out loud.
People waited in the line for hours.
My wife and I, they shrunk the polling places down to 5, and we waited in line for about an hour and a half. And
yeah.
But here's the great thing, is everyone was on board.
Yeah.
They knew it. Everyone knew what the GOP was trying to do. And they're like, you know what? You're not going to keep us from voting. We'll wait.
Yeah.
We're cool. It's fine.
And a boss out there in a total PPE gear from head to toe, like he's coming to, you know, take out ET. It's totally safe to vote.
All right. We're going to break. 844-967-2789. If you want to call and or text, stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured.
And now I find
I have changed my mind. I'll open up the doors.
Guess what? You asked for it, and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back.
Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until
from the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should
good
have
morning
known
and welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin 1021 on this Tuesday in October. Greg Bach is on the board, Dominic Salvia in studio with me. He, of course, is also co-host of Devil's Advocates across the Civic Media Radio Network every weekday from 4 to 6 p.m. along with Mike Crute. Coming up at 10:33 after the bottom of the hour news, we're going to recombobulate with Dan Schaefer and probably talk about the real good news the Bucks got, that Giannis Antetokounmpo has signed, what, an extension, Dom, for 3 years?
3 years, yes.
3 years. So Giannis isn't going anywhere. And we'll kick that around with Dan when he joins us. Right now, though, we were just talking about the sore loser bill that has been proposed in the Wisconsin legislature, which would prevent people, candidates who lose in a partisan primary to then run in the general as a write-in candidate. And if you still want to check in on that, at 844-967-2789. From the 262, Boston is PPP money of $297,000. He never had to repay. Life is good.
Yeah, good stuff.
When you're the popcorn king.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm as a business owner.
Yes.
My business did take in PPP money as well.
Okay.
And we didn't have to pay it either because we went through the necessary steps for forgiveness. So, well, I that one always gets me because there are a lot of businesses out there who took in PPP money.
True. No doubt, but then you can't rail against the socialism. You know what I mean?
Well, no.
It's not the fact that people took the money. Hell, man, we were in a tough spot for a long time because of this. So, I don't begrudge anyone taking advantage of the programs that we decide as a country to implement. That's why they're there. That's why we do them. That's
right.
The point. But when you take it and then turn around and say,
socialism!
And the debt and all this stuff, or student loans or whatever it is, it kind of comes in hollow.
Well, again, there's that word hypocrisy.
They don't know that word either.
I know. So we're going to move on to a different king, the cheese king of Congress, none other than Wisconsin's own Representative Derek Van Orden.
Who? Did you designate him the cheese king?
I did not designate him the cheese king.
Okay.
Apparently he did this himself. Now this is from an opinion piece in the Cap Times from John Nichols. He says the Minnesota native announced he planned on being the cheese king of
Congress. You can't give yourself a nickname, T-Bone. I'm just telling you. Not no. Possible. Not cool.
No.
That's not how it works.
One, you can't do that. And two, why? Like, what's his point?
Well, he was going to represent farmers, and he's going to represent dairy farmers.
Oh, how is he doing on that?
Not good.
Okay, good. Thanks for the update.
Not good. Last week, again, this is in the Cap Times, Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Van Ruden ripped Van Orden for his record of prioritizing the wealthy and big corporations.
Hmm.
Oh, stop.
Come on.
Republicans never do that. Van Ruden, who is, the Wisconsin Farmers Union president, is a third-generation dairy farmer and did not mince words. Quote, Wisconsin's farmers need a champion more than ever. So far, Van Orden has failed to deliver anything other than empty slogans. Dairy farmers like me are still waiting to see the results of his self-appointed royalty. Despite being a member of the House Ag Committee, which writes the farm bill, Ben Orton is not listening.
Yeah, because he's in Israel right now.
Is he? Do we know where he is?
I think he's still there.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's still there.
Because don't forget, he took off last Thursday when they're still trying to get a Speaker of the House and decided to do this on his own.
Oh, hell of a way to represent the 3rd Congressional District.
On his own, yes. On our dime.
Yes. Well, and his district